Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
30 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 51 degrees at 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. And authorities say a 12-year-old boy accidentally shot himself in Northwest Kansas. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that the boy called 911 Tuesday morning saying he had shot himself and needed help. And the post says the child was taken to Phillips County Hospital and then transferred in an ambulance to the larger hospital in Kearney, Nebraska, in critical condition. Air crews could not respond because of storms in the area.
Wichita will change how community events are approved in the future.
The Wichita City Council approved amending the city's code as it pertains to the regulation of community events. The city hopes the new streamlined processes will help get events approved quicker while still providing protections to the city. For example, the city's transit department will be in charge of approving street closures for events. Also, events will be moved to the consent agenda portion of the meeting, where it will allow them to be approved faster. However, should one-third of affected residents object to a planned event, it will come before the city council for a public hearing. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed into law a bill that will allow profoundly ill people who've been unable to find relief with pharmaceutical medications to avoid prosecution for possessing certain blends of oil extracted from cannabis plants.
The oils, known as CBD, shielded by the Kansas bill, would be allowed to contain no more than 5% THC, a compound that gives marijuana its high. Known as Claire and Lola's Law, it was pushed by Gwen and Scott Hartley, whose 12-year-old daughter suffers from a medical condition in which a child's brain doesn't fully develop. The condition has also claimed the life of Lola's older sister, Claire, who died in December 2018 at the age of 17. The law goes into effect on July 1st. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Her trial is scheduled to start next week, but the woman charged with entering the president's Florida resort is making news again.
She faces up to 5 years in prison on charges of unlawful entry and making false statements. Speaking through an interpreter, Yujing Zhang dismissed her public defenders and said she wanted to represent herself. The judge prohibiting the request until the suspect meets with a psychiatrist. She was busted with 4 cell phones, a laptop, hard drive, and $8,000 in cash, told agents she feared the items would be stolen if she left them in a hotel room. Agents say she arrived from China days before entering the resort, hoping to attend a canceled United Nations event. The travel package she purchased through social media cost $20,000. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
A federal warning is calling out scammers tricking Facebook users into thinking they gave money to terrorists.
A warning from the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General says scammers are using Facebook Messenger and other apps to trick Americans into thinking they gave money to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Fraudsters make contact, sometimes faking a romantic interest and eventually asking for money. Once given funds, the victim receives a call from a con artist posing as law enforcement, telling them they gave money to a terrorist group and threatening imprisonment. The federal warning states legitimate law enforcement callers will never ask you to pay fines over the phone or request money from you. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Kicking off one of the busiest travel and holiday weekends of the year, the National Click It or Ticket Seatbelt Enforcement Campaign is now underway in Kansas. Chris Bortz is Traffic Safety Program Manager for the Kansas Department of Transportation.
We still have about 15 or 16% of Kansans who do not wear their belts, and that's kind of who we're going to be targeting. Mainly when you look at pickup truck drivers, they're a huge, they have a lot lower belt use rate than everybody else. So once again, that's part of the target audience that we look at.
Technical Trooper Ben Gardner is with the Kansas Highway Patrol.
And there's individuals that can speak to the benefits of wearing that seatbelt and how it has made a difference for them, and that it kept them in the vehicle, and it reduced the death and injury that could have taken place if they had not worn that seatbelt. That's there to make a difference. That's been tested and studied and engineered to be there for you, but it still takes you to run across your body and make it click.
The annual seatbelt mobilization by law enforcement began Monday and runs for 2 weeks through June 2nd. And now we'll look at the forecast with Kansas KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We get a break from the rainfall for a while, but it is going to be returning not only tonight and tomorrow, but throughout the rest of the week. Today's high 76 with sunshine. Tonight, clouding up late with a shower or thunderstorm. Our overnight low 62, then off and on rain and thunderstorms Thursday. Tomorrow's high near 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we have a sunny sky, a west wind at 6 miles per hour. And 51 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is that time of the day for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yes, Steve, let's find out what's going on in the world of country music.
I'm Tanya J. Powers. Hank Williams Jr. is asking for your help. He's offering a $6,000 reward to whomever can find his granddad's antique shotgun. Williams believes the Remington Model 1148 16-gauge shotgun is likely somewhere in southern Alabama and may have been lost during a move. He says he wants to be able to pass it down to his kids and grandkids. Country duo Maddie and Tay have covered Diamond Rio's 1991 hit Meet in the Middle for Amazon Music. They weren't born until 4 years after that song was a hit, but they say they've always loved it. Now, here's the original. You start walking nine, we meet in the middle. That was Diamond Rio's debut single, which went to number one. You can even hear Diamond Rio still do that one live. They're touring with a busy summer schedule. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Amid a bunch of TV reboots, one soft drink company is rebooting its own cola. I like to buy the world, folks. I keep
it company. Coca-Cola will be bringing back a failed product in hopes that it will go viral this time and help sales. The company announced on Tuesday that they will be releasing a limited number of new Coke cans in honor of the upcoming third season of Stranger Things. That season is supposed to take place in the summer of 1985, the same year that New Coke was released and became a flop when drinkers preferred the old recipe and taste. Within months, New Coke was pulled from shelves and production of it halted. The company announced that the rollout of the New Coke will be limited. Only 500,000 cans of it will be sold. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Oh, here's one I didn't think I'd ever see again. New Coke.
New Coke.
Wow.
Your thoughts on New Coke, Steve?
I don't remember that I even tasted it. I've just... but people rejected it. They sure did.
I didn't care for it.
Okay.
Was it done intentionally by Coca-Cola, or was it a mistake?
I think it was a big mistake.
Okay.
I think, you know, they've always told me the most powerful word in advertising is new. In a case of New Coke or the new Edsel, that didn't work too well.
Okay. Mm. All right. It's the conspiracy theorists out there still think that Coke masterminded that
they
whole thing.
They did it? Okay. Yeah. Well, they got a lot of publicity, that's for sure.
They sure did, yep. Hey, let's get up close with a couple of celebrities.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on John Wick star Halle Berry and director Chad Stahelski. Their new Thrill Ride Chapter 3 Parabellum banked a franchise best with $57 million opening weekend. And Chapter 4 has already been announced for 2021. When I spoke with Chad and Halle, I noted how for this latest installment, they really raised the bar.
We don't try to do a percentage thing. We just try to go like, look, this is really interesting. This is where we want to take it. This is what we want to do.
Berry really pushed to be a part of the film, and that's because she is a huge fan of this series herself.
Well, it's such an amazing world that Chad's created, you know, and Keanu. When I first saw John Wick 1, I loved that I didn't see CG. I didn't see things that were not plausible. Like, I saw Keanu doing all the action himself, no cuts.
And so she started training.
And it was something that I just adamantly wanted to do. Being of a certain age, I wanted to prove that, you know, women... not just men, who they don't just get better because they get gray hair and handsome. We get better too.
Yeah.
We age like wine also.
Yeah. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A National Football League star among several celebrities wishing prom goers well at a California high school that was affected by last year's wildfires.
Paradise High School in Northern California hosted their senior prom, and a Northern California native decided to make a cameo. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Tonight, though, it's about celebrating.
Rogers there with a video message for the class who saw their homes and school damaged by wildfires that tore through the region last year. The Packers QB was one of several stars to shoot a video message to the Paradise High School promgoers, including actors Ben Stiller and Steve Carell and Grammy-winning band Imagine Dragons. Rogers previously donated $1 million towards wildfire relief efforts. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
An iconic pair of 1970s television shows get the live treatment tonight.
Decades after leaving primetime TV, the Jeffersons and All in the Family are back. A 90-minute ABC special celebrating writer, director, and producer Norman Lear is set for tonight, and the live program will recreate one original episode from both of those iconic shows. It will be hosted by Lear and late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, and stars Woody Harrelson as Archie Bunker and Jamie Foxx as George Jefferson. Also in the cast are Marissa Tomei as Edith Bunker and Wanda Sykes as Louise Jefferson. The special starts at 8 o'clock Eastern on ABC. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I'll tune into that.
Should be fun.
See if it's any good.
Yep. Yeah.
It's, let's see. We look back. It's 8:40 here with Stephen.
8:40.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a look at what's going on in late night television with the funny folks last night. Let's check in with The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
A university student in South Africa was arrested recently after impersonating a KFC food inspector. And this is true, scamming them into giving him free food every day for a year. The most shocking part of this story is that this guy ate KFC every day for a year and lived to tell the tale.
Oh, wow.
Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
A new census projection found that Islam will overtake Judaism as the second most popular religion in the U.S. by 2040, while the most popular religion remains just Christmas and Easter.
Jimmy Kimmel Live from ABC.
The Golden State Warriors last night completed the sweep of the Portland Trailblazers. This will be their fifth year in a row in the NBA Finals. I guess their strategy of signing all the best players to be on one team is working pretty well. And while that Warriors run is impressive, it's far from the record. The Celtics of Boston went to the finals 10 straight times from 1957 to 1966. But that was back when there were no other teams in the NBA. It was just them. The Warriors are going for a three-peat this year, which would be historic. If they win again, Warriors will become the first championship team in professional sports to not visit the White House for three consecutive years.
And we'll finish up with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
A billionaire, Robert F. Smith, gave the commencement address to the graduating class at Morehouse College, and he pledged to pay off all their student loans. Isn't that amazing? Yes! That's incredible! Yeah! And guess what? Since his Morehouse speech, Smith has received offers to speak at 8,000 other universities.
Wow.
He is the hottest ticket right now. Oprah, did you hear about this? Oprah also gave a commencement speech at the University of Colorado, and then she gave out to all the graduates a copy of her book. Yeah, the book is called You Should Have Gone to Morehouse.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Oh, entertainment news in the blur brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great Christian family. They do honest work at an affordable price. If you have an appliance that needs help, they'll get you fixed up. Call Terry or Rachel for an appointment. Their phone number is 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:43 now, Steve, 10 in the morning. Coming up, Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. The U.S. Senator wants more ag trade with Cuba. That's coming up, Steve, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.